Hey, welcome once again. It's Connoisseur's Corner. This is Jordan. Great to be with you as always. My guest today is Matt Robinson. He writes a lot and he has his own blog, in fact, called Matt's Meals, M-A-T-T-S hyphen Meals, M-E-A-L-S.com. Well, there's no doubt about it. The food trucks are everywhere and you see them on the city streets, but you can also find them in festivals and they're popping up all over the place, as you're going to tell us.
Yeah, there's a whole chain this summer, a whole group called the Food Truck Festivals of America. And they're literally from Massachusetts to New Mexico. Among the local ones are going to be Worcester on the 4th of June, Providence on August 6th, Cape Cod on the 27th of August, Quincy September 17th, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, October 2nd, and Wachusett Mountain, November 12th. And in addition to bringing Food Truck Wednesdays back to the Arsenal Project in Watertown, they're going to have a food truck event, all vegan and vegetarian, on September 10th, which should be really amazing.
Vegan and vegetarian aside, you can get almost anything on these trucks. Now, it used to be just the grilled cheese. That started the whole thing.
Right, Roxy's.
And now you're talking about desserts and salads and appetizers and full courses and hot dogs and hamburgers, everything.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of top chefs will do a truck to experiment with something new. I mean, you never know who's going to be on the other side of the little window.
Jon Favreau in that movie Chef.
Right.
A great film, too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. A lot going on this summer, and we're covering it with Matt and my other friends and colleagues, and it's all part of Connoisseur's Corner. This is Jordan Rich, WBZ, News Radio 1030.